Yeah, hey, this is Lucas Barfield, and you are tuned into the CV19 Report right here on Radio Tacoma 101.9 LPFM. This is a show all about the coronavirus and how it is affecting our community, our nation, and the world. So let's go ahead and get started. The first thing I wanted to talk about today is some warnings that they're giving out for elderly people in scams. One of the biggest scams going on right now are people being told that they can get deliveries to their house, people taking their money and then not coming back with their supplies. If you are using a delivery service, that you are using a trusted friend, family member, or neighbor, or that you're using a reputable online app, you want to try to avoid people putting out advertisements on social media or websites like Craigslist. Something you can use to help you find services in your community, if you are over the age of 65, is a service called eldercarelocator.alc.gov. That's eldercarelocator.alc.gov. Or you can call 1-800-677-1116. That's 1-800-677-1116. And then they will help you find services in your local area. So the next thing we wanted to talk about is something that is going on for all of us, and that is people's mental health. There is a service out of the UW called Forefront that will help with mental health issues, especially suicide prevention if you're having severe issues, mental health issues. And you can contact them at 800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Or they have a crisis text line that is at 741-1741. And those are services that you should take advantage of if you're having any kind of mental health issues, if you're having anxiety or severe depression. Please reach out to people to help you. This is a difficult time for all of us, and there are people out there that can help you. So please take advantage of the services in your community. You can also check them out at intheforefront.org. Let's talk about some news going on here in Washington surrounding the CV-19. The governor extended the stay-at-home order to May 4th. The State Board of Education has suspended school to the end of the year, and so there will be no more school. All schools should have online learning plans at this time, or distance learning plans. So if you are having issues with your school and getting work for your kids about school, you want to contact your local district. The Pierce County Council created a $1.8 million fund for fighting coronavirus in the community. There has been a CV-19 quarantine site opened at the Holiday Inn on Hosmer. Boeing has extended their shutdown and has recently laid off a large number of their employees. In Washington State, they are saying that the curve may be flattening, but the numbers are still really high, and to not get complacent and to continue the social distancing. But there are some indications that the curve may be flattening here in the state. However, just another note on that, they are saying the curve is flattening, but then at the same time, you hear the governor saying that we don't have enough tests. So that is something to keep in mind when you're considering that information. Apparently, they must be feeling good about the crisis or a little better, because Governor Inslee did send 400 ventilators back to the Federal Reserve, saying that we didn't need them. So I think those went to New York. So that is good, and that's kind of a sign that we might be doing a little better than we might think. There is an announcement that the governor has put another $5 million together to put out to small businesses with employees less than 10 people to help them with operating costs. So those, you can get $10,000 grants if you are a small business with employees less than 10 people. So check out the State Department of Commerce website for the information on that. So if we move on to the nation, one of the headlines that really struck me over the weekend was there was a tiger at the New York City Zoo that tested positive for coronavirus. And the tiger passed it on to other tigers and big cats there at the zoo. And they believe that the tiger got the coronavirus from a zookeeper. In Florida, the state Supreme Court has basically said that if you are arrested or taken into custody for violating a quarantine order or an isolation order, that they will suspend your notice to appear and won't put you on any kind of bond schedule, because they are trying to not have people locked up in the jails. So Florida, the judicial system is being rocked right now by the coronavirus, and other states are also releasing people from jails. An interesting story out of Auburn, the University of Auburn. The University of Auburn was asked by the Army to make a cheap ventilator that they could make for $300, and they are making a ventilator out of the CPAP machine. So I found that to be a pretty interesting story, and something good that might come out of the coronavirus is like a portable ventilator machine. So next up, I want to play some cuts from a doctor named Dr. Wang, and she appeared on the Dr. Z-Dog show. And honestly, these are some of the best samples or cuts I have heard about how to protect yourself from the coronavirus. Very straightforward and informative. So the first one we're going to play here is all about coronavirus and surfaces and how the coronavirus can be spread by touching things.
We do know that with close sustained contact, there is more likely to be transmission. For example, if you have a close contact with someone who is COVID positive, who is a family member, 10% likelihood of becoming COVID positive versus out in the community, each point of contact is more like 0.4% likelihood of converting to becoming COVID positive. And so that does seem to imply that some of it might be aerosol, but there probably has a lot to do with the surfaces that people are contacting. When you're close to someone, you're probably touching things that they touch. And what people don't realize is how often they touch their faces. For example, if someone just happens to be breathing on the table and they're COVID positive and virus is accumulating on the table, you might just unthinkingly put your hand on the table. It looks like a clean table. And then your hand may go to your face. They did a study on medical students, and these medical students who knew about infection control, they got the lecture on infection control. They touched their faces an average of 23 times per hour, and about half of those times were to their mucous membranes.
So that's some good information about touching things and how to keep your to be careful touching your face and eyes when you're out and about. The next clip I want to play is kind of gross, but this is important information, especially if you are somebody with CV19 or you have somebody in your house with CV19. This is about people's feces and how to protect yourself in that situation.
That is a thing, and you can, again, be totally asymptomatic from COVID, be COVID positive and not be aware of it, and have the virus shed in your feces. This was actually shown in the case report on a child who infected some family members. Mm. But what they found in their study was that slightly over 50% of patients who had virus in their airways also had virus in the feces. And the median duration of viral shedding in the feces was 11.2 days longer than the median duration of viral shedding in the airways. And so we're testing people's airways and we're giving them a COVID negative diagnosis once they've cleared in their airways, but these individuals could in fact still be transmitting virus in their feces. And there is a concern about fecal oral or fecal mucous membrane contamination.
So a little gross there, but important to know if you are someone suffering some CV19 or have somebody with it in your house. So make sure that you're being very clean, washing up your bathrooms, washing surfaces, wash your hands when you go to the bathroom. Here is another clip from Dr. Wayne.
What people don't know is how long it can stick around in the air. And again, right. We don't know what the infectious dose is. For example, if you do an aerosolizing procedure, particles that might not have normally been in the air might stick around a little longer. If there's air turbulence, then the particles could potentially stay around longer. We just don't know with potential turbulence, either because of coughing or just the way the air is being moved in a room, whether the particles may stay airborne longer or not.
So the next clip I want to play from Dr. Wang, and this will be the last one, is one about masks. And recently the CDC just came out with an advisory saying that even if you don't have a medical mask, that it could be helpful to wear either a surgical mask or a bandana or a homemade mask, but any kind of barrier in front of your face. And this will help you not touch your mouth and your nose, but will also help you not get other people sick if you are a carrier. And then it could help with breathing in those airborne particles. So here is Dr. Wang talking about masks.
There's a study in JAMA from 2019, and it covered 5 years of data. They did a pragmatic cohort-based randomized controlled trial where they had clinics over several sites. They had certain clinics that would wear N95s when patient-facing, and other clinics would wear surgical masks when patient-facing. And then their endpoint was to see, was there any difference in influenza transmission or influenza symptoms and influenza positivity in the healthcare providers who wore surgical masks versus N95s? And the answer was no, there actually was no difference, even though they saw the same percentage of patients who turned out to be flu positive, even though at home, the same percentage of family members turned out to be flu positive. There was no difference whether they were facing these patients in the clinical setting wearing surgical masks versus N95s. Because of the way that influenza, it's very similar to coronaviruses, you would think that the N95 might be more protective, but that suggests that that alone doesn't protect you, because some of these folks still got the flu, but they seem to be as good in that setting. And that was a large trial. There was also one study from Singapore in which inadvertently 85% of the providers of a patient who had aerosolization of COVID wore surgical masks, whereas only 15% wore N95s. None of those providers developed COVID.
So there's some more information about wearing a mask, and you can find some more information about masks and mask designs over at cdc.gov. We found those sounds over at zdogmd.com, so thank you to the ZDogMD for providing those sound clips. Now we're going to move on to the world, and we kind of have a mixed bag of news from the world. First of all, Boris Johnson ended up contracting COVID-19, and now he has been put in the ICU. He's not been put on a ventilator, but he has been getting oxygen. So they are having issues in Italy with nurses taking their own life. So this is a very sad story emerging from overseas, and it's something that we need to pay attention to here. Reach out to nurse friends that you know and help them through this crisis. The doctors and nurses, while we're all staying at home, they are literally fighting a war inside these hospitals. So we really need to try to help our neighbors make it through this time. There is some good news out of Europe. They say the curve is starting to flatten, but that's not saying there's not thousands of deaths happening every day in Europe. So the curve is flattening, but it still is a major, major crisis. China, as we mentioned before, is starting to open back up, but there is talk of a second wave coming. And in countries like Singapore, South Korea, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, they are actually beginning to have sort of a second wave. They were able to put a damper on it in January and February, but then mid-March, via travelers coming in, and I guess they let their guard down a little bit, they are starting to have a reinsurgence of cases. And now it's not out of control like you would say it would be here. They are still in the containment phase of the virus even now, but there is sort of a second wave starting to appear. And it really goes to show the difficulties we are going to be having going forward. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I am looking for CV19 reporters, people to do reports on various topics and stories going on in the CV19 universe. So if you are interested in helping out Radio Tacoma and myself to produce this show by giving us some reports from your community about CV19, you can email me at lucasbarfield@gmail.com. That's Lucas with a K, barfield@gmail.com, or info@radiotacoma.com. Will get you to the Radio Tacoma staff. So thanks for tuning in today, and I hope everybody has a happy and healthy day. Goodbye.
Here's a song about current events. Half of the human race, the big ones coming, gonna cause a scene. Let's spend some time together under quarantine. We'll be here just about 14 nights with coronas and Lysol disinfecting wipes. Looks like this one's going viral, baby. I'm begging you, please, a social distance with me. Distance with me. Well, social distance with me. Well, I'm begging you, baby. Social distance with me.
This is a poem by Blake Moore, which is a heartfelt view of the coronavirus. Blake is an artist in Northern California, and you can learn more about her as well as view a video on her website at www.bemoreyou.net. That's bemoreyou.net.
Convene, supervene. I awoke this morning thinking about all the people I love and how I want to call each one of you and say, it's okay. We'll be okay. We are okay. We are light. We are love. We are collective consciousness pushing itself from a deep dream of frenzied sleep. Amid COVID-19 messages from corporations with generic responses, news briefs about bipartisan senators selling stock as they reassure the public that we will all be just fine come October. Posts of top CEOs jumping out of the game in the nick of time, their golden parachutes pirouetting in the wind of this worldwide panic pandemic as if they are immune. Maybe they are, in their bunkers in South Dakota or Panama or whatever Middle Earth conspiracy story appeals to your creative imagination. Counting their 1% while the rest of us duke it out over toilet paper and frozen pizza, holy water replaced by hand sanitizer. Lives constructed carefully or carelessly on the brink of virtual collapse. Safety nets revealing their rabbit holes, bystanders wondering who among us will slip through as we plummet into an unknown embraced by those who've been training to meet this moment for decades. This is no time to fear, because this is as real as the air we share, the surfaces we touch, the hugs we are missing, as real as dolphins returning and balconies breaking out in cohesive song. As real as this blue earth making up 0.0003% of the total mass of a solar system sharing the Milky Way with 40 billion potentially habitable planets like our own. As real as these bodies unfurling like springtime ferns in the dawn of their awakening. Social distancing, without euphemism, is social isolation, i.e. meditation. Nothing else to do but make love inside ourselves. With lungs and isotopes, with inhale, exhale, feeding the antibodies with able-bodied thoughts. Tell them we got this and we will. Tell them we got this. And we do.